consider his words. Consider his words. Consider his words.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. We're continuing our Bible study in Deuteronomy chapter 10. What does God require? And I hope you'll join us today as we open the Scripture and consider His Word. This program is sponsored by Consider His Word Ministries, a nonprofit organization in South Florida. This broadcast is also listener-supported, and so we're able to produce this program and send these out to a number of radio stations because of gifts from people like you. And if you'd like to help us out, you can go to the website at considerhisword.org, and there's a link there where you can give to this ministry, and we would appreciate that so much. Now, don't send us your tithe. That belongs in your local church. But if God lays it on your heart, you can go to the website and send us a gift from there, or you can just simply send it in the mail. Now, if you'll write to us, we will send you one of our little prayer journals absolutely free. You don't need to send an offering for one of those, but we would send you one of these prayer journals. All we want you to do is write to us, let us know where you're hearing the broadcast today, and we'll get these out to you just as soon as possible. Now, let me give you the mailing address. It's Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, while our mailing box is in Clewiston, we're 40 miles from there. We're deep in the Everglades and a beautiful place in God's country. We love it out here. And so this ministry is brought to you actually from an Indian reservation in the heart of the Everglades. And if you'd like to know more about that, there's another website you can go to. And just go to bigcypress.us and you'll see about more about our ministry here at Big Cypress. Deuteronomy chapter 10, Moses is reminding the people about when he had received the Ten Commandments. When he came down from Mount Sinai, the people were worshiping a golden calf and attributing to that calf the very work of God. And so Moses broke those tablets of stone. I think he was so disgusted that he just broke them. And yet God gave him a second set. And in the beginning of the chapter, he tells about how God gave him this second set. And in talking about the Ten Commandments and in talking about how God had brought them to the Promised Land, they're standing on the banks of the Jordan. Moses was able to look across the Jordan and see the Promised Land, but he was not allowed to go in because of his disobedience when he spoke to the rock. Instead, he struck the rock. And so he was not allowed to go in. And so in all of the book of Deuteronomy, he's reminding the people of the law. Some of them, I think, are hearing this for the first time. Laws about worship, laws about food, laws about relationships, all kinds of laws. They say there's some 600 of them. Yet God wanted something more. And so in Deuteronomy, again, we're in chapter 10, in verse 12, he said this to the people, Deuteronomy 10, 12. He said, "And now, Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of thee but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good." And we've been going through this list. There's five things in this list. We've gone through the first two of them, to fear the Lord, and to walk in his ways. Today we're going to look at this passage that says to love him, but here we've got something a little extra. He said to love him with all your heart, to serve the Lord with all thy heart and with all thy soul, and to love him. How do people know that you love the Lord? And now I know it could be because you tell them, well, I tell people I love the Lord. Maybe it's because of a bumper sticker on your car. But how do people know? You know that we love God because he loved us first. Our relationship with God is because God stepped out and loved us first. And he loved you. The Bible says that we're to love him with all of our hearts. There's another passage of scripture here in Deuteronomy that is so important. It's back in Deuteronomy chapter 6. Now, Jesus said this was the greatest law in the commandments. We're going to talk about this a little bit. He said this was the greatest law, and he said there was a second one. But this law, he said, was the greatest law. And in Jewish culture and in Jewish homes, they'll put a little box by their door, and in that little box, these scriptures are written. And in fact, these are the first words, the first scripture that many memorize. Now, I know if you're like me and you grew up in church, you probably memorized John 3:16 or maybe Psalm 23 or maybe John 6:33 or probably Matthew 6:33. But yet this one was taught, and they were told it. In fact, let's read it. All right, Deuteronomy 6, beginning in verse 4, it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and upon thy gates. And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and good cities, which thou buildest not." Now, he not only told them to love him, but he instructed us to teach our children to love him. And I'm afraid that in our nation that we have failed at this big time. So many Christian homes where their children were raised not to love the Lord, but to love things. Let me tell you something real quick. You know, there's three entities in the world. There's God, there's people, and there's things. And we ought to worship God, love people, and use things. And so we worship God, but we worship him from a heart that is deep in love with him. He said that we're to love him with all of our hearts, and all of our soul, and all of our mind. But do people see that in your life? Do they see it in your behavior? Do they see it in the places that you go? Do they see it in the way that you treat other people? Do they see the love of God in you? Now, I said before, we love him because he first loved us. This is from 1 John 4:7. Here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation. Boy, there's your word. Propitiation means an atoning sacrifice for our sin. In the same chapter, 1 John 4, later he said, we love him because he first loved us. And so if we are to love him with all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our mind, how do we show our love for God? I believe it begins by loving his children. You're saying, what? Again, this is scripture. You know, John, in the little book of 1 John, talked about this a lot. 1 John is a short chapter, and it's easy to read. And he said, if you love God, you're going to love his kids, love his children. 1 John, I'm going to read a couple of verses here. 1 John 5, he said, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God." There's being born again. "And everyone that loveth him, that begat, loveth him also, that is begotten of him. By this know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And so we show our love for God by loving other people. James called it the royal law. Jesus called it the second greatest commandment. He said that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul. The second is like unto it, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. James gives an illustration of this and ends it in James 2:8 by saying, if you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, you do well. The royal law, to love your neighbor as yourself. You know, Jesus said that our love for each other would be the mark of a disciple. By this will men know that you're my disciples, that you love one another. And so we show our love by loving people. I know many churches that has this as their theme. I think it's a great theme. Love God and love people. And we show our love for God by loving people. Now we read here in the scripture that we also love God by showing our obedience, by obeying Him. Jesus said in John 14:15, He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. In 2 John, the next book over from 1 John, He said, and this is love, that we walk after His commandments. This is the commandment that ye have heard from the beginning, that we should walk in Him. If you obey Him, you love Him. And I'll tell you what, one of His commandments is this, John 13:34, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. And there we're back to loving people again. So how do we show our love for God? By loving people and by being obedient. We should give Him our very best. He gave us His very best. But God commendeth His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So I'm going to ask you again, how do you show your love for God? I hope it's by loving His people and being obedient to His word. Our time is gone today. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Consider His word.